Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Mr. Wonderful here. I'm glad to be with you, as always, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, to be here with me? And yeah, I'm always glad to know how much you appreciate being here. My website is www.jbsba.com. And remember, in the beginning of the hour, when I told you, when we were talking about keeping up with the activity on your website, knowing when people, where they come into your website, where they leave, how long they stay there, and maybe even why they leave, and what they do while they're there, and all the different things. Did you know that you can track all that stuff? Well, we got a guy here who I want you to meet. His name is John Marshall. He's the CEO of a company called ClickTrax, and that's what his company does. And so mostly what we're going to do while he's here is talk about that whole element of management, of managing your business through the activity on your website, becoming a lot smarter about how your website is working for you. If maybe it's not working, maybe there's some things that need to be fixed. And so we're going to get him in here to talk to us about that. John Marshall, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, many of you know Philippa Games, who's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She and John are good friends. And John, I appreciate Philippa introducing us.
Yeah, Philippa's a great gal. She's wonderful.
She is, really is. We count on her a lot in a lot of different ways. John, one of the things that that I've been trying to encourage my audience to do a better job of, and including my own company, and that is to be more to educate ourselves and to be more knowledgeable and more dynamically in tune with the activity on our website, so that we know whether the investment we've made in our website has been a good one. If we know that we've done the right things, we've developed the right way, we've made sure that our site is keeping up with the contemporary things that people want to see on websites, and that's critical, isn't it, to being successful online.
Yeah, the analogy that we like to draw is your website, of course, has people coming to it. And if you imagine yourself as being a storekeeper, you know, maybe in a traditional retail store, you're very much aware of the people that come in and out of the store. And I think particularly small businesses are very adept at looking at the customers coming in and making decisions based on what they see the customers do. So, for example, if you see a lot of customers browsing in a particular aisle or a particular area of the store, there's obviously something there that catches people's attention. And, you know, in the physical world, it's very easy for us. We can look at that in our store and we can make those decisions. Online, it's more tricky, but nevertheless, people do exhibit that behavior. They come into the site, they will linger in certain areas, they will be predominantly drawn to a certain type of thing, or they use a search engine, you know, to search on a particular key phrase or something like that to come into the site. So in the same way that we look at the behavior of our customers in the physical world, we really should be doing that online as well. And of mm-hmm. course, the trick is making that easy.
Do you think we focus too much on the homepage and not enough on all the pages inside?
That's a very interesting question.
The reason I ask that question is because I think some people may be surprised, if they're not tracking this, they may be surprised how many people come to their website from the inside, not from the homepage.
Yeah, I think what you will find is people come into different pages of the site, and they exhibit very different behavior. So to give an example of that, if you search for you know, a key phrase like fresh fruit, you would be see results from Google for a certain page on the site, typically the home page. As of the search term that you're using, the keyword that the user types into the search engine, as that becomes longer and more precise, people are more likely to come directly into certain deeper pages within the website. And the really significant thing about that is that those people that are coming into those deeper pages, as you point out, not the home page, they are usually your most qualified customers. Mm-hmm. That's what's so interesting about them. They come straight into this product on your website, and that's what they want to buy.
Instead of a person who's walking down the street and says, oh, I think I'll pop in here, they're a person who calls up and says, I'm looking for this.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. They say, in fact, not only do they say, I'm looking for this, they actually say, if you think about the mental state, they actually say, I know you've got this. How much is it? That's almost what they come in saying.
And I want one. John, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our new friend, John Marshall, the CEO of ClickTrax. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you've still gotta try.
We're back.
That's right.
17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know all about that do it or die thing, don't you, folks? You know that you still gotta try. You know every day that it's up to you, it's up to your brain power, your vision, and the way you leverage your employees, the way you leverage your assets, and that's the reason why I'm so proud of you. And one of the things, though, I want you to get better at leveraging is your online activity. I want you and me both to get better at leveraging our websites, making sure that it's doing what we want to do. You know, we got a pretty good investment in these things, folks. And not only the big thing is not so much the investment, because it doesn't cost as much as a lot of people might think, but what the big thing is the opportunity. And that's where your website is your storefront to the world. And you get to go Main Street on Cyber Street. And the website is so important, and it's important that we know. You know, you wouldn't think about putting a bad sign up on top of your building. You wouldn't think about putting some kind of clutter in front of your doorway where people couldn't come in. And yet, sometimes we do that with our websites. And John Marshall is somebody who knows all about that. He's the CEO of ClickTrax, and we've been talking to him about that. John, what makes people do such a great job of making sure that their building, their physical property, is all squared away for their customers, but they don't pay any attention to their website?
I think it's just because we're so used to the importance of, as you say, you know, your physical structure and how good that looks. Because if you were to sit inside that store and you saw people approach it and then turn away, well, I hope you'd learn pretty quick, you know, that,
right.
that something's not right.
But that's intuitive, and that same activity online is not intuitive for us, is it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the problem. The concept of what happens online is very abstract, and business people are very rational. You know, I think anybody that is running a small business has got to be rational just by definition. The problem is that the understanding exactly what is happening, and perhaps more importantly, why it happens. Why do people leave your website from the homepage or whatever? You know, the question may be, it's a very abstract concept. It's just genuinely difficult. Something I want to throw in to the discussion at this point, this what we've just discussed right there, that is actually the origin of the ClickTrax product.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, let me think now, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago, I was running a small business, and I wanted to try to understand what people did when they came to the website. And there were some products available. You know, there are some tools out there which at the time claimed to be able to do that. But I found those products very, very hard to use, very complicated, really designed with more of a programmer in mind.
A technician in mind instead of a regular business person.
Yeah, yeah, and I just wanted to understand what people were clicking on the pages, because, you know, I figured if my website, if I draw the analogy to a physical store, I just want to see the activity. And in the case of online on the website, the predominant activity is clicking. People click through on links to learn more and so on. And my frustration with the complexity of many of the products that I saw, and also the high cost of those products. And I was just thinking, you know, I just need a product that can see the clicks. Now, I actually come from a software background, so for me it was fairly easy to then map that to, oh, here's a solution, I think this would work, and, you know, finally we launched the product about 2.5 years ago. But I actually was on the other side of this conversation. I was in the audience of this conversation about 3 years ago.
Well, and the thing is, folks, and the news here is that ClickTracks is one company that has a product. I've actually used their product. By the way, that's how I met John. And we use their product here, but there are other companies out there who also offer this kinds of services. The news, John, is that no longer do we have to be ignorant of what's going on in our website.
Yeah, I think sometimes people have a tendency to treat the website as this kind of this thing over on the side. You know, you maybe got a technical person that deals with it, or, you know, webmaster, or maybe even, you know, a contracted agency or somebody like that to deal with it, and we kind of push it off into the background.
It's the way I think of it is the way we used to deal with the Russians in the Nixon administration. He called it benign neglect.
That's very appropriate, Jim. Yeah, yeah, that's very appropriate.
The benign neglect. Actually, I wasn't the Russians. I didn't mean the Russians. I meant the Indians. That's the way the Americans dealt with the Indians. It was called benign neglect, and it's where we basically just said, well, as long as they're not making any noise, you know, we're just going to leave them alone. And that's the way we do with our website. As long as it's not causing any trouble for us, we don't want to really, you know, as long as it's working, as long as I can go there and it comes up. But that's not really why you have it, is it?
No, no. The amazing thing is that for most people now, particularly you know, people that have disposable income, that the web is the primary means with which they will research a product or a company, and that first impression, what people see when they come to your URL, and other details in there as well, you know, like how you rank in search engines, all that type of thing, is just incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
I think we sometimes downplay the fact that our customers are basically ourselves.
Right.
I personally research a company online before I do business with them.
Hold on to that thought, John. Give us the website, please, before we go.
www.clicktracks.com.
When we come back, I'm going to get John to tell us how a program like his works so you can get an idea for your next step in this area. Tintail, stay with us.
It'll take time, I know it.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the small business advocate. John Marshall is our guest and our new friend, the newest member of our Brain Trust. John, welcome to the Brain Trust.
Thank you very much, Jim.
So we're glad to have you as part of our Brain Trust, and I know you're going to become an important one at that. Your company is called ClickTracks. The website is clicktracks.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's
now,
spelled,
go ahead.
Spelled exactly as it sounds, ClickTracks.
Now, do you have a demo that people can download and use to see how your product works, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. We always felt right from the start that was very important, because I think performing analysis of the website, you know, looking at what people are doing is, you know, something that I feel that a small business should be doing. But we really want to make sure that our product is well suited, you know, before the customer buys. So there's a functional demo. You can just download it. Takes maybe 5 minutes to get that up and running, and that demo then runs for 15 days, and if you like it, we hope you'll buy it, and if not, well, you know, we try to improve the product so that next time you will.
And it says, and when they do the demo, it explains to them how to get their information into your capability.
Yeah, that's right. There's some instructions built in. We also, something that we found very, very helpful for our customers is we do a daily webinar. That's a seminar that takes place over the web. And that gives us the opportunity to explain to our customers what the software can do, why you would be interested in a certain piece
what
of data.
What a great resource that is. And they can do that. Is there a time that it's up, or is that streamed?
That's live.
Live?
We don't stream it. Yeah, it's live so that you can ask questions, and that's three times a week. There's details on the website.
The schedule's on the website. Well, what a great service. Thank you for that. Folks, I hope you'll take advantage of that. That's at clicktrex.com. Okay, so now let's say we get the demo. And, folks, I want John to tell us about this, basically just to help you understand how a product like this works, how a resource like this works. Once we have your demo loaded on our, loaded up and ready to go, what will it show us?
The primary things that it will show you, first of all, is it shows you what people click on. So if you imagine your own website, the software will present to you your own site. And, of course, that will be familiar to you. Mm-hmm. But what it then does is on each hyperlink, on each link within the page, it'll show you the percentage of people that click on that link.
That's the coolest thing. Johnson, let me stop you. That's the coolest thing, folks, when you see your site where you can tell what percentage of the people who have been there that day have what they've done. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's often a surprise, Jim. Did you find it a surprise?
Yes, I did. there were some surprises in there for me.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you actually can see what people click on. And, of course, that tells you a huge amount about what people want.
And where to focus your attention.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Either to take advantage of an opportunity or to remediate a problem.
Yeah, and the latter is often the most interesting stuff. I mean, we love this. When we see a customer first try the software on their site, it's as if, really, it is as if they are for the first time seeing the customers walking around their store. It's as if they never looked at people walking around the store, and suddenly, when you see that, you understand.
Well, and you might get your feelings hurt a little bit too, John, because I, you know, you might look at it and you say, what do you mean? They didn't like that. I love that part.
Yeah, that's often that flash movie at the beginning of the website. That's usually what people just skip right by. But actually, there's something that's, I think, quite important about analysis of your website. And that is, I often find that businesses get kind of upset about the fact that many people leave your website from the homepage. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a common problem.
That hurts your feelings too.
Yeah, and actually, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with people leaving your website from the homepage. Those people have simply decided that your company or product, whatever it is not suited to them, and in a way, they're doing you a favor. They didn't pick up the phone. They didn't waste your time.
Right.
They learned, they decided you're not right, and they moved on.
It's a way for your website to be used as a customer service tool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And for you to qualify those customers. I think perhaps if your website is exceptionally ugly, then, you know, maybe you would want to fix something about that. But of course, that's a matter of opinion.
And the reports, John's product has reports that will tell you. And the inside of those reports, you'll see whether your website is ugly or whether it's pretty. John, we got to wrap it up, but we got more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
I'd be thrilled, Jim. Thank you.
We're
going to
get you back because you can teach us a lot about this, and we want to know more about it. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
John Marshall, ladies and gentlemen, with ClickTrex. That's clicktrex.com. Go try that demo out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.